Every year, thousands of apartment dwellers in New York City complain of inadequate heat. But now there's a high-tech tool to help. John Kalish reports.
A 34-year-old Brooklyn tenant says that she and others in her building have suffered from a lack of heat and hot water for nearly a decade. She asked that we not use her name out of fear that her landlord might retaliate against her.
We wear layers. We sometimes put the oven on and try to heat up the kitchen that way. I often have used space heaters, which is not ideal, obviously, because it jacks up the electricity bill.
She and other tenants say it's been frustrating trying to get city housing inspectors to come and document the lack of heat.
There's so many different reasons why getting an inspector to come is a challenge. You don't know when they're going to come. You may or may not be home. The buzzers may or may not be working.
This tenant learned about a temperature sensor from her lawyer and installed it herself in her apartment.
This little box is a heat sink sensor. It's a thermometer connected to the internet. It takes a reading every hour and sends the data back to a server so tenants and public advocates can check how cold it is anytime they want.
The circuitry for the heatsink sensor is contained in a plastic box half the size of a deck of cards. Its thermometer is housed in a separate unit about the size of a human thumb. In addition to the hourly temperature inside the apartment, the outdoor temperature is also recorded in the cloud. Violations of the city's heat law appear in red on a web page. Noelle Francois is the executive director of HeatSeek.
Tenants are able to say, look, I have demonstrable evidence that there is not adequate heat in my apartment, that the heat is too low, it's illegally low. I want a commitment by the landlord to start providing adequate heat.
The sensors cost $70 and there's an $8 a month service charge, but low-income tenants can use the sensors for free. Wi-Fi is used to transmit the data to the web, but for tenants who don't have internet at home, a cellular model will upload the temperature recording.
It's made a huge difference.
Catherine Frizzell is a staff attorney at Brooklyn Legal Services.
It's put landlords on notice that the heat isn't adequate in my clients' apartments, and that has prevented us from having to file litigation.
There hasn't been a court ruling citing HeatSeek data because the very existence of the data seems to motivate landlords to settle cases. This year, attorney Frizzell has 9 clients with HeatSeek sensors installed at home. HeatSeek hopes to get between 100 and 200 of its temperature sensors installed in New York this year, up from a total of about 70 last year. Apparently, nowhere else in the U.S. has a program similar to HeatSeek. But Noelle Francois says that could change.
We have had requests for sensors from other cities. At this time, we haven't had the stock in order to meet those requests, but my hope is that that is going to change.
Francois is HeatSeek's sole employee. The tiny nonprofit is funded by grants and contributions and is run out of her apartment where she solders together the sensors. A recent grant will allow HeatSeek to hire a second staffer. Then it will only be the clogged supply chain standing in the way of HeatSeek's expansion. For Here and Now, I'm John Kalish.